Track 5, page 67.
Excuse me, is anyone sitting here?
There was someone here, but he's already gone in.
Thanks.
Are you here to register for a Spanish course?
No, I've been speaking Spanish all my life. What I'd really like to learn is French. My boyfriend's family speaks French, so when I go over to their place, I try to join in their conversation, but it's not that easy to keep up.
Don't you practice together?
I ask him, but he prefers to speak to me in Spanish.
How long has he been speaking Spanish?
He traveled and worked in South and Central America a few years ago. He picked it up quite easily.
Lucky him. That's the best way to do it. You also get to know the culture when you speak the language with the local people.
Have you ever studied Spanish?
Many years ago when I was in high school. The fact that I understood some Italian helped me a lot.
Why Italian?
My mother tongue is French, but my father was born in Italy. As I was growing up, my parents spoke in French.
Did they speak to you in Italian?
No, but I wish they had. When I was a child, I used to spend my summers in Luino, the city where my grandparents have lived all their lives. In order to communicate, I had no choice but to speak in Italian. I guess it's so much easier when you're a kid.
You're right. It's easier for kids. But then again, children need to be able to speak and write their native language correctly before they learn too many new languages. You don't want them to get all mixed up.
Kids are like sponges. They can learn many languages at the same time. But it's so easy to forget a language you've learned if you don't have the opportunity to speak it regularly. That's why I'm here registering for an Italian class. Since I stopped visiting my grandparents, I've forgotten most of it. I'd like to see them and spend some time traveling around the country next May. They'll be so happy to know that I can still communicate with them. I should have continued practicing Italian.
Maybe your parents thought you should concentrate on learning French. Your English is very good. How did you learn to speak so well?
It wasn't too great until I decided to move to New York City for 3 years in order to study music. To support myself, I found a job as a waiter. At first, I used to mix up the orders because customers spoke so quickly. In a short time, I got to make new friends, and I finally ended up speaking English like a New Yorker.
I don't think it's a good idea to learn more than one language at a time. When you were in New York, you were concentrating on learning English. That's to be expected. You couldn't continue to learn Italian.
Why not? I could have kept up my Italian at the same time. It's my heritage language. It's important to keep it up. I have a friend who's a real polyglot.
What's a polyglot?
It's someone who speaks many languages. My friend is really into learning as many languages as possible. He can already speak 5 languages and is now in Russia trying to learn Russian. He's totally fascinated by other cultures. I suppose that's what drives him to learn more languages.
I think I'll just focus on perfecting my French for now.
Don't forget what they say. It's never too late to learn.